Hi, welcome to Blindside Movie Reviews. I am Noel T. Manning II, talking with Jay Forey. Jay is the pioneer, the original blind movie critic, and we talk movies right here on WGWG. Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Noel. Getting ready. Wow, it's hard to believe it's October. We're getting ready for Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and also we'll soon be looking at some more award-winning films.
Yes, we're already starting to get a few of those films sent to us in the mail and getting some screenings set up early this year. But I tell you, man, last weekend was one of those really weird weekends at the box office. There were three films that were really 1, 2, and 3, Jay, and all of them were only separated by like a few hundred thousand dollars a piece. Kingsman was number one, It was number two, and American Made was number three, but only like $200,000 total separating those three. So it was a really interesting weekend at the box office last weekend.
Well, and the thing is, the only difference between that, it was American Made's first week,
yes.
Kingsman's second week, and It's third week. So It is really the
winner. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, It continues to hold strong. Actually, I think 4 weeks that It has been out.
Wow.
And for it to be in the top three, that's pretty awesome. Well, we're going to talk about one of those films, the new Tom Cruise film, American Made. Tom Cruise stars as Barry Seal. It's a true story based on a TWA pilot who was recruited to the CIA as a recon spy and then ended up becoming a drug trafficker, gun runner, and ultimately an Arkansas millionaire. This guy, played by Tom Cruise, he was a risk taker. And that was really evident, Jay, in the first 5 minutes of the film. And I think the question for me that drove this film, that's a period piece that takes place between 78 and 86, is will the risky behavior of this character catch up with him and his family? I think that's the thing that kind of drove this story.
Yeah. And you know, it did. That's what I liked. One of the things about the ending, it's really a surprise at the end because, and then I'll kind of briefly tell what it was about. You mentioned it here that he is a risk taker. He's a pilot for TWA, and a CIA agent asks him, "Hey, could you, could you take some pictures over Central America?" Now this happened in 78 and the 80s, like that. So he's flying down and taking pictures. He's captured by the Medellin cartel in Colombia. And so they said, "Hell, while you're here, could you fly some drugs back to United States?"
Right.
So okay, yeah, I'll do it. Get some little extra cash. Well, of course, the CIA finds out and goes, "Okay, if you're going to do that, now you're going to fly some guns to Nicaragua."
Right,
so,
right.
Okay, I'll do that. And
yes.
Then it gets all mixed up, and actually it's quite a funny piece and tons of action. The action actually makes me wonder, did all this really happen or what? Some of the stuff that happened in here.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, you've got names that show up in this movie like Escobar, Salazar, Noriega, Ollie North, Ronald Reagan, and then there's a scene where he's in Arkansas, and there's all these police officers and law enforcement around him, and there's a phone call from a guy named Bill Clinton who happened to be the governor. It was action, it was adventure, it was a political crime drama, but the comic elements I really liked, Jay.
Yes, no, I did like the comic element. One thing about him taking off, they want him to take off on an airstrip that was too short. That was funny. The part was hilarious where he's actually an airline pilot, and I won't tell you what he does to the people on the plane. It was actually hilarious.
Yes.
And
yes.
Some parts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the whole movie was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I loved it, and here's what I truly liked the most about it. The movie, which I did like, but Tom Cruise, this was his part. He seemed so natural.
Yes.
He seemed like this movie was made for him. Because it's not one of those where he's telling jokes, but it's just kind of a dry humor, and it was just perfect for him.
Yeah, I agree completely. I did think that the movie at a couple times felt a little long. It was just shy of 2 hours, but I think if it had been cut down 10 or 15 minutes, I would have liked it a whole lot more. I thought the pacing was a little sluggish, and there were just a couple of plot holes in the second act. But really, I found this still very much worth viewing. I gave this a B minus on my rating card. What rating are you giving this?
Yeah, and you and I differ a little bit on this, and sometimes it does on the length. I actually thought, it was a movie about an airplane pilot, and I thought it flew by. I thought it was like an hour and 45 minutes, something like that. And I don't know where they could cut anything out, maybe an hour and 45, an hour and 50 minutes. So it was relatively cut, so they maybe could cut, but you can always say that. I'm giving it a B rating.
Okay.
I liked it, it's not going to win any awards. A heck of a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, and just to let folks know, the director who did this film also directed Tom Cruise. His name is Doug Liman. He also directed Tom Cruise in Edge of Tomorrow. It's the same director that did The Bourne Identity and also Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Jay's website is blindsidereviews.com. Jay gave American Made a B rating. I gave it a B minus. So, worthwhile film, worth checking out. I'd suggest, check it out for the weekend. Jay, any final thoughts before you give your rating system?
Yep, my rating, A, it's so good blind people like it. B, I'm glad I could hear it. C, I had one eye open. D, I'm glad I couldn't see it. And F, blindness is a blessing.
All right, we appreciate you guys listening to us and spending time chatting movies and hearing us give our thoughts on movies as well. Next weekend, we've got several films opening in theaters, Blade Runner 2049, The Mountain Between Us, and also My Little Pony. All those are opening in theaters this weekend. Till next time, I'm Noel Manning. That's Jay Forey. For Blindside Movie Reviews, that's a wrap.